Well, God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. So God is working with our faith and he's building us to see that his ways are the best ways. And as we keep our heart open to God and be willing to do what he shows us, and we practice the encouragement we've been given by God, the things that he's put in our hearts to do, and also the encouragement that we're receiving where God has us connected, when we practice these things, when we stay with God, when we stay focused, we see everything change. And then we begin to see everything begin to flourish and to grow and prosper. And I notice that the growth starts within us, you know, because we've gone to God, we're practicing what he's encouraging us to do. And as we've done that, then he continues to build our faith and give us more encouragement. And, you know, all it takes is a decision before God and to God that we are willing and that we are ready to do what he shows us to do and what he leads us to do, what he puts in our hearts and inspires us to do. And all the believers that have been connecting with me and I have connection with, including myself, we're seeing God's grace abound, like really abound, that he is really doing the work. It's nothing from me, it's nothing from them, but from us. It's just that we've made the decision to really follow the encouragement, to really go to God with all of our hearts, to put our desire before him and ask God for his desire, and that we made the committed decision that we're really going to move forward and let God do the work, that we're resting in him. And God is the one that does the work. And each of these people, plus myself, we've been going to God and we've been practicing the simple things that God has been encouraging us, all of us, to do collectively as well as individually, because God's working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And we are all free to move with God, and we're to be led by God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And so each one of us is to be led by God. And as I shared before, you know, God will have us connect where we're going to get the sound doctrine and where we're going to get the right encouragement. And the sound doctrine and the right encouragement is always that. It's sound and it's encouraging. It builds your faith. It puts God's desires in your heart. It excites you. And you just want to do these things that God is encouraging, you know, from what God is putting in our own hearts and what we're hearing, being encouraged through the fellowships, for our one-on-one connections. And it's just so wonderful because God really is doing everything. It's nothing from me and it's nothing from them. And so there's many wonderful testimonies of healing, increasing finances, emotions being healed, minds being healed, finances being healed, relationships being healed through many different people, and God working with each individual's faith. And he's opened their eyes and he's opened my eyes. And so, you know, there's many God opened doors where new people are connecting, and our job is simply to encourage, to speak forth the good news. You know, we're not giving bad news, we're not giving discouragement, we're not saying you got to do this, you got to do that, but we just simply encourage people to go to God and to practice the right way, that if they do these things from their heart, fully unto God, not unto a man, not unto a ministry, organization, or a woman, that when they do these things, then God is really going to bless them and lead them and guide them. And this is a no-brainer. We simply rest in God and we stay with God. We allow God to give us the encouragement, and we just stay with God by doing those simple things that he puts in our hearts every single day. Every single day we can thank God for his before ordained works. He really does give us before ordained works. Or we can look at the five senses, we can look at the circumstances, we can look at the things that are going on in the world, or things that are not right in our own life. If there is things not right in your own life, you feel dissatisfied. Maybe in your health, you might feel dissatisfied in your finances. But when you go to God with these things, or even your relationships, whatever the category may be, wherever you're dissatisfied, you know, when we go to God with these problems or situations, we give them to him. And we ask God for his solutions, his answers, And we ask God to satisfy us. Father, you satisfy me. You encourage me. You build me up. You show me what to do. You show me what not to do also. And sometimes we may want to do things in our own strength because we might be anxious about a situation. We might try and force a situation. But God says, just rest in me, trust in me. You know, you trust in me with all of your heart, and you lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways you acknowledge me, and I'll direct your path. See, God has ordered our steps, and he's set you upon your high place. You just need to stay there. You don't need to come down from your high place. And we're seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. This is the place where we live triumphantly. This is the place where we live victoriously. This is the place where we live above the cares of this world. And we're not deceived because we can see everything that's going on. When we're in our rested position, that seated position, then we can move with great strength at the direction of God. So when we rest in God and allow him to open the doors, then God goes to work very quickly. And you know, we give God the green light by resting in him and trusting in him to do the work. And so God does the work on our behalf because he can see our faith. He can see our response. He can see our trust. And God is interested in your heart, where your heart is, where your mind is. Is it on him? And God provides the open doors and everything that we need, not just to get by, but in abundance. And we can see in the life of, again, Moses and Abraham and Joshua and Gideon and Paul and many others throughout the scriptures that God worked with people's faith to build them up so that they could move forward in confidence in God's ability to do, not their ability to do, but in God's ability to do. Like with Moses, he went before Pharaoh, but it was God leading him, God inspiring him what to say, directing him. So he had confidence because the creators of the heaven and the universe was right behind him. And if he executed what God showed, then there was great victory, great deliverance. And we know the story, and we know the great deliverance that come to Israel through the stand and faith in God from Moses and his trust towards God. But God had to build him up. God had to work with him. He had to do the same with Joshua. He had to do the same with Gideon. He had to do the same with Paul. So God is working with our faith. He's building us up, taking us step by step, because he's ordered our steps. And he's directing us if we allow him, if we're willing, if we're ready to do what he shows us. So when God leads us, and just like he did with Moses, Joshua, and all these other guys in the scriptures, their life is mapped out. We can see the timeline of their life. And we see that many mighty signs, miracles, and wonders were done by God and by them because their hearts were turned fully to God. All of their heart was God's. And they kept moving with God. And God wants us to keep moving with him, not be distracted with the things that are in this world, and or with the circumstances that are going on, or the things in our private life that may be going on. If we keep God first, that's all he asks us. You know, to, number one, love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, right? And to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. When we do that, everything that you desire, everything that you need is going to be met. And one of the great things that, you know, that we've encouraged and is to, you know, connect, you know, connect to where you're being encouraged. And for me, I do this on a regular basis, and it proves very, very beneficial in my walk, in my inspiration from God. And the words that are spoken to me really build my faith and inspire me with God's thoughts and ideas, things that I may have not seen or thought about or heard before. But it's like new revelation to my heart. And then those things I put into practice straight away. And it's very beneficial. It's very helpful to me. I see fruit from those words because it's sound doctrine and it's living words. It's words that are quick and powerful and sharp and encouraging, brings comfort, brings clarity, brings clearness. So these things are just very, very important. And on my one-on-one that I was speaking with Sangha, and he was just encouraging me and sharing about how these wonderful leaders in India, you know, there may be many people with physical needs, mental needs, devil spirits there possessed and need to be delivered. And God just arranges for these leaders, because they're going to God, they're praying for the leaders, they're not doing anything in their own strength, they're allowing God to open up the doors, that God brings these people to them, you know, and then from their words that God gives to them, that they encourage, people are healed, set free, delivered, raised from the dead, financial situations change, whole families come into the truth because of the truth that have been spoken to them. And this really blessed me. And yesterday, me and Kim had to go out, and Kim usually has her eyebrows done at this lady's place. And so Kim left something there that we had to go and pick up. So we arranged to go and get this, what was left behind. And Kim asked me to run in front. She said, don't be long. She said, just go in and out. So I go in, and I had to walk through this back gate, because this lady that does eyebrows and now she's got a hut in the back garden, and that's where she does her work. So I went through and said hello to her, got what I needed to get. And her husband of 2 years was there, and he's a big bodybuilder, gypsy type of guy, but really great heart, really great heart. And then he asked me, and I acknowledged him, I said hello. I knew that they'd been married for 2 years, but I never met him. And this lady, Kelly her name is, she done Nick and Leanne's wedding. So she done all the chauffeuring and everything like that, a really lovely lady. And so I've only seen pictures of this guy on the Facebook. Anyway, so I recognised him from the Facebook pictures, and I said hi when I first went in, got what I needed to go, and I was going to go. And then he asked me what I'd done. So I told him, well, I work for God, you know. And then from that, he started to straight away share different things with me, what was going on in his life and in his body and the things that he was going through at this particular time. And I'm thinking to myself, I'd better get outside, because Kim, she asked me not to be long, and she gets really funny if I take longer than what she's asked me, you know, husband and wife stuff. Anyway, so I was going to go, and they got a 2-year-old little girl that was running around in this hut. So he picked the little girl up, and he said, hold on a minute, and he put her in the living room, shut the door, and I was going to go and walk out. And then he followed me into the alleyway where their front door is and where the back gate is. So their front door is actually a side door, and there's a little like alleyway. And he started to ask me to share more with him, and he was telling me his problem, his situation, the things that were going on. And God just gave me this great compassion for this big guy, like, you know. And it doesn't matter how big someone is, if the heart and mind is troubled, then all those things don't count for nothing. And so for about 45 minutes I was there, and I was sharing God's truth to him. And he was just so really happy and blessed. And then I ministered to him and took care of a few things there. And he was really blessed. And I said, look, if you really want to know any more, you know, you can come and see me. And Kelly's, your wife's got my number. And he added me on Facebook in the end. So I said, look, if you want to connect, you can. He said, I will do. He said, I was going to go and see someone. He said, but then you turn up and you said all these great things. So, you know, God just opens these doors. There was no effort on my part. I was just going to do a simple chore. But God opened this wonderful door where this guy's heart was really relieved. And joy come to him where there wasn't that. So God is just so faithful. We just focus on doing what God wants us to do. And at that time I wasn't focused on speaking to anyone. I wanted to be in and I wanted to be out. And but then I started to recognize, oh, this is an open door. Like, this guy needs some help, he needs some words from God. And so I obeyed God, and I was blessed to do it. I was full of compassion, I was energized, and I had much to say, and this guy was asking questions, and then I would say more, and then he'd ask some more questions, and then he was satisfied, and then I prayed and ministered to him. He was just so relieved after that, and then I just gave him a few things that he could do after I'd gone, that he should go to God and confess Romans 10:9-10. I asked him if he believed that. He said yes. And so, you know, God is doing the work, and there's no effort from our part. And whether anything comes of that or not, I don't know. But it was a great open door for me to practice and to preach the gospel concerning Jesus Christ and the power of God and the love of God and God's great heart for him and, you know, to others, and what Jesus Christ done and what's available now today. And, you know, and we're the living epistles, you know, we're known and read of all men. I think he must have seen my Facebook through his partner's Facebook, maybe, you know, because he said he recognized me. So, and I haven't seen him anywhere outside, so he must have seen some pictures of stuff. And then I just, you know, gave him my website, because he wanted to hear more. And then I said, look, if you really want to know, like, then you can come to me. And just make arrangements, and we'll meet up. So I just left it like that. I'm not going to pursue it any further, because I trust God that he knows exactly what he's doing. It's not on me, it's on God. And I'm willing to speak, but we want laborers, and we help people, and we speak the truth to people, but my focus is to do the Father's business, and the Father's business is for us to go to him with all our hearts, to pray for those laborers, to practice and do the things that he puts in our hearts to do, the things that he energizes in us. He energizes us to do things. We know when God is inspiring us because we're energized, and sometimes we just fall into things. Like, I just walked into that situation, didn't even recognize, even when he asked me what I'd done, I didn't think, oh, this is a great open door, now I'll spend the next 45 minutes speaking to him, because in my mind I needed to get back out to Kim. So again, we just let God take us step by step. We let him direct us, and we stay practicing. Just every day, do the thing. Sometimes you might get discouraged. Sometimes you might not feel that you're seeing anything happen. You think, well, nothing's happened for me, but it's happened for everyone else. But God's working with your faith. Everyone's at different levels. We're all born again. We've all got the Spirit of God, but in our heart and understanding, in our commitment levels, we're all at different places. But how much do you want what God's got for you? Because according to your level of hunger, God will feed you. And according to your desire, he can move. According to your obedience and willingness to be led by the Spirit of God, to live in the Spirit of God, to be inspired by the Spirit of God, to speak by the Spirit of God. So when we allow God to work, when we are willing, believe me, if you're really willing, not just turning up to fellowship, but to practice this daily, it's your life, then God will energize you. And I've seen some really wonderful things, and in the last 2.5 years, my life has really changed. Yeah, my life's really changed. There hasn't been much effort on my part, apart from every day go to God, do the things that he puts in my heart to do, follow the encouragement he's been giving me, follow the direction, and that's all I've been doing. And then the people that come to me, as I've been encouraged, so I also encourage, and I allow God to give me the words. So that's all you got to do, guys. You know, where is your heart? How far do you want to go with God? Because you can go all the way. You don't just have to do a fellowship every day, but live daily with God and become fruitful. God will make you fruitful. You can't make yourself fruitful, but you can go to God, who can make you very profitable and very fruitful, because your heart's open to him and you're willing to do the things that he wants you to do. So my encouragement is stay with God, stay practicing, speak in tongues much, speak by the Spirit of God. Let God give you the heavenly words, those rhema words, that fresh bread from heaven. Speak thy word, his word. Make up your mind to do that. And practice. Doesn't matter what anyone else has got to say about it. You do what God puts in your heart. And when you make up your mind, you become bold. You wax strong. And then you start to live triumphantly. And no one can put you in a corner, because God is energizing you. God has given you his wisdom and his revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So as we practice staying with God, being energized by God, and you know, decide to speak those heavenly words, use the connection. Where are you being encouraged? Connect where you're being encouraged. This is so important. And you can ask anyone that connects to me, and now look at their life, look at the fruit that God is producing in their life, in their walk, in laborers, in open doors, in their health, in their relationships, in their finances. And the joy and rejoicing of their heart is there. Many years before, we weren't following sound doctrine. We was following doctrines of men. And it never produced much in any of them. And they'd be the first to tell you that. But now they got this great freedom, this great liberty. And now, you know, they know who they are in Christ. They know their seated position. It's not just knowledge, but it's becoming practical in their daily living, in their thinking, in their speech. And God is blessing and prospering them in every category, that they're looking to him, that they're trusting God, and they're not doing it from their own strength, effort, ability. And so our confession is very important. And I've mentioned all these things before, and I keep repeating them because God energizes it in me, because these are the fundamentals to really get moving. Honoring God with your substance is a fundamental which causes all grace to abound. Yeah, so it's been mentioned a lot. Why? Because it's very important. And the other thing to go along with that is being a good steward of those finances and making the money work for you that God has given you, because you're a steward of it. We're a steward of the things of God in every category. And God will give you his wisdom and revelation how to utilize it, how to put it to work, what to do. And so God is the one that gives us all this great wisdom and understanding. And he can make you super abound, all these financial wizards in the world and all these guys here. But if you go to God, because God's wisdom is the best wisdom and is light and it's life. And when we put it to work, when we put God's words to work, like we would put money to work for us, money is a servant, not a master. Many people look at money as their master. You know, they've got to work hard and keep getting it and keep getting it. But when we rest and come back from that and realize that money is a servant, it's to serve us. We put it to work. We're the stewards of it. Same thing with every category. Like God has given us his wonderful words and we put it to work. We open our mouth and speak. We practice the things that we can do, because we're looking for the practical things. Now, God's not just going to give you knowledge, but he's going to give you the wisdom so you can apply that knowledge. And it's as you do that you get the understanding from these things. So I would encourage you, just keep moving with God. Keep your heart light. Just rest in God. Don't try and make anything happen. And follow the encouragement. If you follow this simple encouragement that God's been working in my heart to share with you, if you're doing it, praise God, keep doing it. If you're not doing it, then all you got to do is begin. We all got to start. And I began, and I'm so thankful that God directed me to where I am now and what I'm doing now. And God can do the same for you and fast track you. And God will give you the willingness and everything. He provides everything for us. All we got to do is say, I want to do this. I want this in my life. So I encourage you to be blessed, to keep moving, to keep strong, to keep faithful. The faithful man abounds in blessings. And you are wonderful. You are loved. And you just keep going to God. Keep focused. Keep it simple. Everything from God is very simple. It's easy to be entreated. It's not complicated. And we have everything that God says we have in Christ. It's already there. Now to manifest it is to receive this wisdom and then put it to practice. Then you'll see different results if you're not getting any. You'll start to see results. And God will work with your faith in the meantime. So this is what I wanted to share. So God bless your beautiful hearts.